Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good evening. My name is Joshua and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or on volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, so just give me one moment, please. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th?
Okay.
Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely going to vote?
Yes. Very likely I'm going to vote.
There are a few more choices, sir. Somewhat likely to vote. So you said you're definitely going to vote, very likely going to vote,
yes,
or somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian American?
Spanish.
Hispanic, right? Thank you. And what
yeah.
is your age, please?
75.
Thank you so much. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off of the wrong track?
I can't answer that one because it's some things are going right, some things are not going right. So you can take it the way you want to take it.
Generally speaking, we need to confirm if either going into the right direction or wrong track, from your opinion.
I say it's going in the wrong direction.
Wrong track, right. Thank you. From the following
yeah.
list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, property insurance costs, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Which one should be the one that you choose?
Gas and grocery be the most important one for me right now.
Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, correct?
Right.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Christine King, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
And I don't know him, no.
You never heard of her? Okay. How about Daniela Levine Cava? Favorable
yes.
or favorable? Favorable or favorable? Very favorable or
favorable? Favorable, very favorable.
Okay. Very favorable, okay, thank you. Joe Carrillo?
Joe Carrillo. Not favorable.
Very
not
unfavorable
favorable.
Or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat
are favorable, right? Thank you.
Okay.
How about
right.
Raquel Regalado?
Not favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. How about Eileen Higgins?
I don't know her.
You never heard of her? Thank you so much.
No.
Miguel Gavela?
Neither.
Neither heard of him. Okay, thank you. Francis Suarez?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of her, okay. And Damian Prado?
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Keon Hardiman?
Never heard of him.
Manolo Reyes?
Not not heard. I heard him, but I don't know nothing about him.
Oh, no opinion about him, right? Thank you so much. If the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely going voting for, or probably voting for, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Yes, I am.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of this measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years old or older to possess, purchase, or use of marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I say no.
No against, right? Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I will not answer that one because I'm not sure which way I'll go between now and November.
No worries. So you would say probably, right? Because you selected no.
Probably.
Probably, right? Because they want to confirm. Thank you, sir. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this favor, this Florida constitutional amendment?
I will vote yes.
Yes, in favor. Again, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, probably voting yes.
Probably voting yes, right. And there may be also the City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson-Horber. And the ballot ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term for set from 75 to 99 years, waive buying and require at no cost to City, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum, or would you vote no against this referendum?
I don't know which way I will vote on that one.
You're undecided on that one, right?
Undecided, yes.
Okay. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? If you had to vote, if you had to choose today.
I will not answer that one. I'm not.
You're undecided, right?
Yes, I'm undecided.
Okay, undecided. Now, you will now be given some of these specific components in this Watson-Horber proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, do you approve or disapprove?
What is it?
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Approve or disapprove?
approve.
Would you strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
I would. A water what?
Approve or disapprove? Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Would you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Yes, strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included, approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Reducing the overall amount of development?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much for that, sir. Now, you will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is above the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of these shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to become dominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I vote not. Like I said, I'm not sure where I'm going to go because I think there's going to be too much traffic.
Would you be leaning
disapprove.
Yes in favor
no.
or leaning no,
no
against?
No.
Leaning no, maybe, right, sir?
Yeah.
Leaning no against, right, thank you. And regardless of your position, what, in your own words, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard, please?
Nothing.
You don't like nothing about what you just heard?
No, I don't think we should be doing so much near the river or lakes or anything in the ocean. Nothing built there so near that that caused pollution.
You don't think we should get rid of our lakes?
No.
Okay. I totally understand, sir. Thank you so much. And what
yeah,
is
I
the
mean,
one thing?
Yeah, I don't want the water to be the more
yes.
polluted. So
what is the one thing?
I don't want water pollution no more. That where Florida has so much pollution, and I think that the waters are being damaged, and the fishes and the water line, everything like that. So all these buildings and everything they're building on those lands and things like that, too close to the water, should be all eliminated. You understand me now?
Yeah, it's in a few words, actually, sir. No worries. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
Pollution.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I wouldn't vote for anybody who voted yes for it. Okay?
So you would say you're much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Most likely I won't vote for the black person.
Much less likely would be the option. Much less likely or somewhat
yeah.
less likely? No, I need one choice.
Somewhat,
much less somewhat. Likely or somewhat less likely? Somewhat.
Well, it doesn't matter. You want to put it down.
No worries. There is another proposal that could appear in your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the Adventure Park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would not. I would not know which way to vote.
Would you be leaning to yes in favor or leaning no against?
Against, I have to go to see more. I must have more information on it. I'm not going to answer that because I don't have enough information.
Undecided still, I understand. Right. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor, and Jungle Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
Like I said, I still need more information on all that before I can make a decision.
I am now going to ask you a few short, yes, sir. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we
Sir, I'm busy.
Less than 20%. We need 4 or 5 minutes more. Almost done. We're 86%. Almost done. So I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I told you I would go with Biden.
But in the past, in the 2020 presidential
election? I went with Biden.
You voted for Biden in
2020,
right?
I went with Biden.
All right, thank you, sir.
Right.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's going too fast.
Too fast, right. Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Liberal. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, please? Less than
high school.
Oh, high school graduate? Thank you so much.
Yes.
And also, what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican?
Cuban.
Oh, you're Cuban?
Cuban?
Okay, thank you so much, sir. In your home, do you always speak in Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally?
No, that's completely English. At least 95% English.
Oh, okay. So you always speak English?
Yes.
You don't speak Spanish that often, right? You always speak English. Okay, so
No, because I came here at the age of 5. I'm already 75, so you figure it out.
I didn't even notice an accent. You don't have an accent. I understand English is your
true
main language. I understand it. I hear you that. But that concludes our survey, sir. Okay? I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for
calling. Thank you so much for your time. You have a great day, sir.